First of all, Merry Christmas to everyone here, your families. Hopefully you guys find some time to celebrate with your loved ones this week. I know we've got a lot of work to do leading into Thursday, but very much looking forward to it myself. Looking back to Sunday, I just thought it was, although different from a standpoint of maybe how we won the football game and the aesthetics of what it looked like, I think this team has learned how to win a variety of different games, depending on the elements, depending on injuries, depending on any potential obstacles. We're going to try to find a way to win a football game by any means necessary. Every 60 minutes that we do get, it was our kicking game with Will again and some tough elements being 3-for-3. And obviously our defense being massive for us with their performance on Sunday, and we did enough offensively with some adversity that kind of hit along the way to win the football game. Short week, not necessarily looking at it as a short week, more so a fast opportunity that will be here before we know it, and our team is really excited to be back home playing on Thursday, playing in a game a lot of folks will be watching. It's a chance for us to continue to put on display the growth of this team, the mindset of this team, despite, circumstances. These guys want to win every football game we got left, and it's going to be a really massive challenge. Dan's going to have his team ready to go. It's going to be physical. It's going to be 60 minutes of NFC North football, and this game means a lot to us, and we're putting everything we've got into it. Knowing we get a chance to play in front of our great fans again at US Bank Stadium here to close the season a couple times. To give you guys an update, JJ McCarthy, we did continue to get further imaging beyond the initial x-ray and beyond even the initial MRI. Got some further imaging, and it was discovered he does have a very, very small hairline fracture that was discovered in his hand. We are not expecting to have him this week. I do not think this is anything that will require surgery. Similar kind of recovery is kind of similar to a bone bruise. But obviously there is a small hairline fracture in there. And we'll keep you guys posted about his availability next week. Said it after the game. Been really, really happy and proud of the way JJ through the kind of final stanza of the season here. Has really, really took some big steps and grown, and it's been a blast, being with him every day and kind of being along that ride with him, although we've lost, time to continue that throughout the season, and we're, experiencing it again here on a fast opportunity type short week. That doesn't take away from the growth we've seen from JJ. So he's dialed in. He was out here for the walkthroughs, being a part of things, and wants to stay 100% locked and loaded in the hopes of returning next week, hopefully. But obviously we're going to be smart with him and see where it takes us. Outside of that, I'll open it up to you guys.
Kevin, how's Ryan Kelly?
Yeah, Ryan Kelly more than likely will be out this week. He's doing well as far as where his symptoms and things are at. Obviously disappointed that it happened, and just going back and taking a look at not only the play, but the sequences, during the play, after the play, if there was anything we could have avoided in there, but no, just part of the game, and Ryan knows that. Just so much respect for Ryan as a player, and just the way he obviously took the amount of time he did and was fighting to get back on the field and felt ready to go, and we were kind of holding back a little bit beyond that, and then when he returned to the field, just the impact he's had on our offense over these last few games have been massive. So we need Jurgs to step up and play a huge role for us, and I know Ryan's gonna do everything he can to help Jurgs get ready to go. In all likelihood, I think we're gonna we'll have some discussions. It's obviously a short week. And in regards to the roster management discussions and things like that, that leave that to the personnel department. But Ryan and I will continue to have dialogue. The most important thing for me has been making sure that just he spends the majority of his time, with the medical folks and making sure he's in a good place. Say that one more time. I know there's been, we checked the video, thoroughly, like I know many of you folks did as well. And there's obviously some potential candidates of plays that happened, but he's not entirely sure exactly when it was. And then ultimately, you know, kind of felt it for real on that, you know, on his last play of the day. Just the fact that he didn't, could not grip the ball. Yeah, I think the first time, you know, he really felt it was when after that play, I think they evaluated him. I was right there on the sideline, and he had his first real pain. He said he felt when they were checking certain spots of his hand.
In terms of next week, what does that depend on?
Purely just you know, with this injury and the, you know, really what it is and everything, it just, it's one of those things. It's just about his grip strength and his ability to grip the football and throw the ball. See where he's at.
What about Jordan Mason?
Yeah, he's still feeling it. He's still feeling it, and obviously with the short week, he's going to do everything he can to maybe try to give it a go, and don't want to, you know, rule him out by any stretch yet. Give him the ample time to try to see if he can get there. We do have options from a standpoint of if he can't go, you know, Ty Chandler is still in his window and could be a possibility to come up to the roster. We've had some roster spots for a couple weeks now. We got, you know, Dwight McLaughlin back on the roster last week. It's given us some opportunities to maybe elevate some guys up from the practice squad and or potentially have Ty available to step in with Aaron and Zay. Yeah, he's, you know, obviously came out of the game sore. He did everything he could to get to the game, and what an unbelievable display of leadership and just how much all of this matters to him and how much his teammates matter to him, the fact that he was able to get there and give it a go. So obviously, shorter week this week, so we'll see where he's at. We're going to try to kind of go through a similar process, a little bit expedited timeline, and see if he can possibly get there. But, you know, I know if there's a chance he can go, 75 is going to be out there.
Kevin, on JJ, when you went back and looked at the entire game, did you see anything prior to that very last play that indicated any kind of issue he was having?
No. You know, obviously before that last drive, he had had the scramble for the touchdown where he, you know, I said it after the game, I didn't have a great angle on the actual crossing of the front line, and I didn't know if maybe he took a pretty good shot there, but he was able to avoid that, get in the end zone, and then I think he got up, gave a pretty significant high five to Jets, and then got into his celebration. So nothing there. I even think I gave him a high five running off the field because I thought it was a massive play in the game.
Yeah.
Another great example of him using that athleticism on a weighty down to kind of make it right for us. So no, I had not. You know, there was no feeling there. You know, I used the timeout with the defensive stop because I knew the Giants were getting the ball and wanted to be aggressive. And then, you know, as that next series kind of started, we started off with a run, and then there was a little bit of trying to communicate via, you know, him being in the middle of the field is not always easy to do. You know, tried to call a simple safe play that we had some execution on. Or in the game to Jets, just a simple receiver screen, you know, he was unable to dish that ball out there by not having a grip.
He comes over the sidelines and has the reaction that he did. Did you fear that it was actually something much worse?
Yeah, I did. He's so tough, and, you know, really, if you think about it, most of the times he's ended up missing time, he's either stayed in the game or we find out the next day just because he's such a competitor and always wants to stay in the game, which I value so tremendously at that position, it was obviously very unfortunate because he, you know, even though he didn't know it at the time, he was unable to do his job, which obviously would have altered my thinking in the moment, and I probably would have been answering questions from you guys of, you know, running out the clock and just trying to take it in right there, or as I told JJ, you know, in those circumstances, there's nothing wrong with, you know, letting us evaluate you and see if we can get you back out there, and Max will step in and, you know, at least allow us to handle the end of the half accordingly with how we see fit to try to maintain the momentum we had at that time.
Kevin, what's the process like getting Max Brogan ready in a short week for another chance to
start? Yeah, the good news is he's not only – he had, you know, a preparation week before he played against Seattle, learned a lot in that opportunity. And I thought applied a lot of the principles of, you know, the rhythm and progressions he was going through. Everything was very sequenced up and timed up with his feet, and had some really nice plays from a standpoint of progressions, finding completions here or there. And then obviously that massive third down throw to Justin, great anticipation, great location, giving Justin a chance to go get it. It felt like what was a really, really cool thing was seeing a young player who had gotten a chance to play on the road previously, did some good things, learned a lot in that game, and then gets a chance to kind of go back into that number two role. And without, you know, sometimes the best things you can do is not get too much of a chance to think about it, put your helmet on and go out there. And I thought he did a phenomenal job for us and was a big reason why we were able to win a tough, tough football game, you know, under those circumstances. No, I think he's just disappointed because he's been really feeling, you know, it's hard to explain. And even for him, you know, when we're talking, going through ideas or thoughts early in the week or as the week progresses, you just feel a level of, you know, we can now circle back to reps of, you know, this is going to kind of feel like this did. Or, you know, I remember I checked the ball down on this one, but maybe had that down the field. And I like this play, or hey, can we try this? And that's growth for all of us together. So really, it's just, you know, having, you know, if it ends up being a week, having that taken away, it's just a bummer because, like I said, it's been really fun. Although, you know, and rightly so, I know the week to week judgment of players and decisions and all these things that are noise. In many cases, I understand it all. But the most fun part of this and the most real part of it is coaching a young player on his journey where, you know, we've really started to see kind of some things click for him, and he's done that. He deserves all the credit for that. So it is, you know, it's just a bummer that we don't get to see it, you know, this week on Thursday back at home. But like I said, you know, he's in a good spot mentally. No reason to kind of over analyze anything at this point from a standpoint of, hey, let's get you healthy, and if you can go next week, let's go. Let's get back right back at it.